Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Carl O'Connell and here are today's top stories. The Contactors app has been removed from the Google Play App Store. Social media use has dropped dramatically in South Korea over the last year, and global content marketing is growing rapidly. The Contactors app has been removed from the Google Play App Store. VKontakte is Russia's most popular social network with 85 million users out of a total Russian population of 144 million. The app is believed to have been removed following a copyright infringement complaint from one of the three major music companies, either EMI, Sony Music, or Universal Music. VKontakte allows users to create and share music playlists, and third-party apps that allow users to download this music are freely available. This isn't the first time the Contactors app has been removed from an app store over music copyright issues. In 2014, the app was removed from the Apple App Store on two separate occasions for this very reason. Once for a few hours and again for a period of 90 days. The app's removal from the Google Play Store may be more problematic, however, as Google's Android operating system is the most popular OS in Russia. Android's loss may be the Russian government's gain, though, with the Russian government having just announced plans to develop a local operating system. To help this project get off the ground, it will also be providing grants to app developers if they produce apps for platforms other than Android or iOS. Research by Macromill eBrain and KPR Social Communication Research Lab has revealed that social media use in South Korea has dropped dramatically over the last year for several key social networks. Over 200 social media executives were asked which social media channels their companies used in 2014 compared to 2015. They found that Facebook usage dropped from 98% to 87%, Twitter usage dropped from 63% to 49%, YouTube dropped from 62% to 42%, and blogs dropped from 78% to 67%. Pinterest, Google+, and Flickr also fell in popularity, although they started from low base points. Two social networks did see increases in popularity, however. Instagram usage went up from 9% to 25%, and local network Kakao Story also went up from 33% to 42%. Around 27 million people use social media in South Korea, which is one of the most technologically advanced countries in the world. Global content marketing is growing rapidly, according to research by PQ Media. Amongst the categories that have seen the most significant growth in the last 5 years are branded videos, articles, mobile apps, social media sites, and sponsored events. Revenues generated by content marketing companies went up by 14% in the first 6 months of this year, following a 13% increase last year. Digitally based content marketing has seen the fastest growth, with a 28% increase in the last 12 months. Global content marketing revenue totaled $145 billion last year, with this figure expected to reach $313 billion by 2019. Most content is being produced in the US, followed by Germany, Japan, the UK, and France, with South Korea being the fastest growing market. And finally, Wimbledon embraced social media this year, and its efforts generated a substantial interest online. It was active on Twitter, Vine, Periscope, and Instagram. On Twitter, it uploaded videos of current and older matches and interviews, and monetized on these videos using Twitter's Auto Amplify tool. It also worked with Twitter to produce new emojis that appeared when a user tweeted hashtag Wimbledon. On Vine, it produced a variety of videos, including interviews with players, time lapses of the crowds, and landscape shots of the skyline. On Periscope, the live streaming video service, tennis star Roger Federer presented a 17-minute tour walking around the Wimbledon grounds, answering questions from viewers in real time.